Canada has recently faced a significant wildfire crisis, battling more than 800 active fires across its provinces. These fires have resulted in massive smoke emissions, drifting into the United States, and severely affecting air quality from cities like Detroit and Toronto to New York City, among others. Authorities have issued broad health alerts, recommending that residents in affected regions stay indoors due to the alarming air contamination levels. Several cities shrouded in smoke, notably Chicago and New York, have endured air quality conditions ranging from unhealthy to hazardous. In consequence, numerous events, including concerts and summer camps, have been rescheduled or cancelled to safeguard public health. Renowned landmarks, such as the Empire State Building, have been obscured by the dense haze. The wildfire's epicenter lies in northwestern Ontario, but their ramifications extend far due to prevailing winds propelling smoke vast distances. This scenario highlights the broader impacts of climate change, marked by an UPTICK in such intense fires. It reflects growing anxiety over the capacity and resources available to handle such significant environmental challenges. U.S. lawmakers have criticized Canadian strategies, urging better cross-border collaboration on fire management. The Canadian government maintains that while these fires are part of a natural cycle, they are intensified by climate factors, asserting that addressing these issues is a collective responsibility. In the future, shifting wind patterns are anticipated to redirect smoke away from certain U.S. areas, offering temporary respite. Nonetheless, the extensive nature of the fires indicates a drawn-out firefighting operation, and efforts focus on containing the conflagrations while minimizing damage to inhabited regions.